part of the Press Play Podcast Network.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's...
This is Jason J. Lewis, the voice of Superman on Justice League Action.
This is Mark Waid, writer of Superman Birdlight.
You're listening to The Krypton Report.
Welcome to the Krypton Report podcast. Tonight's special episode brought to you by the coolest people in town. That's right, us. It is I, Tyler, Superman in Blue, the man of tomorrow. And I've assembled my team, much like Ron Burgundy assembles his new team, to talk about our McFarlane wish list.
You're Ron Burgundy?
So, you hear that beautiful voice? That's Mr. Brian Peters. What's up, Brian?
Oh, what's up, guys?
I got next to me... I love Tyler. Say hi.
I love Tyler.
Hey, yo.
You would be Brick, wouldn't you? I guess over there is Brian Fantana, also known as James.
Hey, how's it going?
Levi, Champ Kime, sports.
How's it going, everyone?
And Solomon is the guy who stands up, who's, what's his face? Judd, who's like, smells like Bigfoot's dick.
okay, no, definitely no.
I gotta show you this movie.
You're gonna get that boy in trouble with his mom. You're gonna go somewhere and say it smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Yeah,
Janine's gonna smack him.
Oh my goodness, James.
But what's up, guys? How are you doing? Everybody doing good tonight?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We actually planned this episode a while back. That we were going to talk about, we all like McFarlane figures, right? We had an episode, the same crew, about our collection and talking about collecting. Sadly, Mike Conley, he couldn't be here tonight. He's having some family issues. He was going to join us, but he did send me an email with his list, so I'm going to insert his list as we go. He's bummed he couldn't join us. But what we decided to do
Mike.
Is... to create a top 10 with an honorable mention, if we wanted to, list of figures that we wish McFarlane would make. And what's funny is this episode comes right after San Diego Comic-Con, where they revealed a lot of figures that they're coming. And what's funny is poor Brian, a lot of his list were figures that they announced.
Oh, so much of my list. But I got something. I figured out some things.
Solomon, I'm going to say this right now. Solomon's list is fire. Like, straight up balling. And he did this all on his own.
I forgot one that already came out.
It's okay. It's okay. Let me check. Let me see. Hold on. No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you can still use it.
I wish it was a little bit taller. I wish it was a baller. I wish it was Solomon.
So what we'll do... Okay, we'll do our 10, and before we reveal our number one, if you have an honorable mention, we'll throw it in there. Okay, guys?
Crap.
Yeah, I got two extras. I got 11 and 12.
So, we're going to start with Brian's going to go first, then Levi, James, Solomon, me. Okay?
I didn't put him in the top 10, but I'm going to roll with it.
Okay, so I mean, I can move you and let James go first so you can
No. It's okay.
Okay, so we're going to start.
I have a very long list, so I'll work with it.
It's 10. That was the whole assignment. 10.
Well, you see, so many things were announced and I had to
I know.
I just started spit firing.
Brian's like, "Oh crap. Like, what was it you said earlier, like 8?" Out of your like 10 were
8 out of my 10 were announced originally. Yeah, so I'm confident with some of this list.
All right. So we're going to start number 10, Mr. Brian Peters. What's your number 10?
Number 10, I am going to go with that was announced. Crap. Number 10, Captain Cold. Silver Age Captain Cold.
Ooh, okay. I like it. And we can be as specific as we want. On these figures, you know, like he said, Silver Age, perfect, because we know that they make tons of figures. So, all right.
Yes. So specifically Barry Allen, you know, old school Captain cold look.
Okay, Levi.
Oh man, this is tough because about five of mine got announced at Comic-Con.
I would kind of wish we had done this episode before, but I didn't even think about it, you know, when I was scheduling. And then, yeah, here we are.
Let's go Saint Walker, Blue Lantern Corps.
Oh, my man. My man. Nice. I'm holding my breath real quick.
Excellent choice.
James.
My number 10 is actually Doomsday Clock, Dr. Manhattan.
Nice. That's a good one. I like that. All right, Solomon, you're number 10.
My number 10 is actually the Orange Lantern.
Larfleeze.
Ooh, that's nice, too. That's a sick one.
Okay, so Mike's number 10 is actually a collection. It is the Flash TV show Family. Iris, Vibe, Elongated Man, and Killer Frost do a whole line of the Flash TV family. My number 10, Saint Walker. Saint Walker, the Blue Lantern.
Wow, what's the chances of that?
I know.
So this is much broader than our last multiverse episode.
I know. That's why I was like, he said that. I was like, my man. I was like, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they just don't have much lantern.
Well, even if it's just, even if we picked any of the same characters at all, just the fact that you guys both had number 10 as Saint Walker.
Yeah.
All right, number 9, Mr. Peters. Uh-oh, we lost him.
Mr. Peters!
Number 9, Anton Arcane. Specifically, Rot World, Scott Snyder, Arcane.
Nice!
I would like a little tiny extra little figure in there of the head on the hand.
Nice!
Yeah.
I like that one. All right, Levi.
Thanks.
My next up is Brainiac, because we just don't get much Superman villains for McFarlane's.
Excellent choice.
That's an excellent choice, yeah.
Absolutely.
James.
Brandon Routh, Kingdom Come, Crisis.
Beautiful. Can't argue with that.
I like the caveat on there.
Yeah.
All right. Solomon, number 9.
Mine is the Blue Lantern, Saint Walker.
Yep. Saint Walker, number 9 over here from a man. Mike's number 9, he said Black Canary. And I got thinking about it. I don't think they've released any version of Black Canary yet. Can you guys think of any?
No.
Because they didn't even do one for...
Did they do one for Injustice?
I don't think so.
Let's see.
I'm not positive on that, but I'm thinking that they did.
Okay. My number 2 is I want like a comics or an animated Two-Face. Because the only Two-Face they've done is... in the Dark Knight line.
They're on number 9.
Yeah. Two-Face.
Oh. We're on number 2. I didn't say it's
so mine is a Two-Face. It can be, I mean, I'll take any of them, like an Arkham City, an animated series, a comic accurate. You know, I mean, then I know they did the Batman 66 one, but that's kind of a different line, you know, than these McFarlane's here. So I want Two-Face. But number 8, Mr. Peters.
These are in no particular order. I said specifically Bronze Age Two-Face.
Oh, see?
Which was my number 2, but then you just said Two-Face, so I just, you know. Specifically the green face, the half-orange checkered suit, and then the normal Harvey Dent. That's the one I'm looking for.
All right. Levi.
I'm going to dip back into the Lantern universe and go with Guy Gardner, specifically the New 52 with the flat top and the bomber Letterman jacket.
Nice. Solomon was getting
his excellent haircut. Choice, Levi.
Solomon was getting his hair cut the other day. You know how like it was in that weird transition phase? And I was like, you look like you have Guy Gardner hair. I have never seen him give me such an evil look in my entire life.
I hate Guy Gardner.
Brian is
some of your fans out there who likes Gar Gardner. Gardner.
For those who can't see, Brian is pointing to himself because he's wearing his Green Lantern t-shirt.
Hell yeah, Guy Gardner.
I'll give you guys one guess what t-shirt I'm wearing.
That's a James Cole shirt, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's a Superman shirt, so yeah, it's a James Cole shirt.
What shirt am I wearing?
Zane Trace.
What kind of Zane Trace?
All right, number eight, Levi.
I just did Guy.
Oh, that's right, duh. James.
Number eight. So, there is a Superman Elseworlds story called Superman the Dark Side, where Superman actually lands on Apocalypse.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yes, and he's got this black armor, and that's the Superman.
Nice. These are good lists. Good lists. Number eight, Soul Man.
Jim Gordon.
My man, you stole one from me.
I told you, his list is fire, man.
Which one? Which Gordon?
He just wants a Gordon.
Probably from the comics, Gordon. Gordon.
Oh. Like mustache, curl at the top.
Yeah.
With his hair, you know.
Yeah.
Trench coat.
That kind of.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, just thinking about it now, I really am surprised they didn't give us a Jeffrey Wright, Jim Gordon.
And they did.
Now I gotta change one of my answers. Damn you, kid.
And they didn't do a Gary Oldman, Gordon.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Number eight for Mike, he put Red Tornado, or I'm sorry, Red Arrow. Red Tornado says number seven.
Spoilers. Roy Harper.
But yeah, Red Arrow.
Nice.
My number eight, The Flash, as in John Wesley Shipp.
Ah, you bastard.
You can have the same ones, Brian. That's why they're in an order. Because there's a hierarchy to them. Like, that's the fun point. Notice how Levi and I and Solomon have all said St. Walker, but at different times.
No, it's okay. I can change my answers.
Brian's like, I'm jumping through this computer and slapping you like a cartoon.
But I just want to slap you just regardless.
That's true.
Brian's decided he is not having any duplicates on his list.
That's right.
Well, I guess that's a good thing about having an absurdly long list, huh?
I want it all, James. Or nothing at all. There's nowhere left to fall when you reach the bottom.
I was like, we're starting a boy band now.
It's right now or never.
Say, we got five of us on here.
We can do this. Hey, you always have the one that's the old one and then the one that's really young. Solomon, you're the really young one. So he's like the Joey McIntyre if we were
new kids. Old school.
I know I'm the youngest, but you know what?
If we were the Brian Jackson
sang
Five,
bass.
If, so was, if we were the Jackson Five, he'd be Michael. All right.
What?
It's a good thing, dude. It's a good thing.
Is Michael the...
Yeah, I'll explain. Yeah, I'll tell you all about it later.
Okay.
All right, number seven, Mr. Peters.
Mr. Peterson.
Mogo.
Ooh, would that be a mega figure?
So a mega figure of Mogo.
And I think wholeheartedly agree with that one.
Like, and I want it to be able to open up, and you see different levels of Mogo with, like, Green Lantern rings kind of embedded into it.
Can I ask one step further?
He wants a $500 McFarlane figure.
Dude. I want to ask you this.
$600.
Can it be the Mogo that opens up that you can put, like, the superpower figures inside and store them? Like, you guys remember those, like, old cases?
Okay, the playset, yeah.
You could keep your figures in.
Yes.
Open it up and all the lanterns fly out.
Yes. Like spring loaded. It's spring loaded. You put the lantern and you press it and they just fly out.
Now it's an $800 toy.
But if John Stewart shows up anywhere near your figure, Mogo automatically blows up.
All right.
Ew.
Number seven, Levi.
You know what? I'm going to adjust my list real quick. We'll keep the lantern theme going. We'll go with Kilowog.
Yeah. Any certain Kilowog?
Oh, man. If you're going to make me pick a particular one, I love the look from the movie with, like, the elephant rhino skin all saggy. And
yeah.
Damn, that's what I had.
That, I mean, that is a, like, if nothing else in the movie, Toma Ray and Kilowog are amazing.
Oh, they're so good looking in that movie. It's
Solomon and I are about to rewatch it here soon because he just doesn't remember everything and he's been on a big lantern kick. We've been rewatching the animated series.
And we're reading the Black Banner.
Yeah, and he's been going through all my Blackest Night books.
I will die on the hill that the Green Lantern movie isn't as bad as everyone says.
I will tell you right now, if the Green Lantern movie had come out in 2007, it would have been a hit.
Yeah.
It would have been loved and praised. But because it came out in 2011, when you're 1 year off from Avengers, you had the Dark Knight, you had kind of the pseudo shift in the, you know, there's the zeitgeist. It just came in too late. But if it had been released in 2007, it would not be looked at the way it is today.
And then in January 2011, you had the Green Hornet.
Oh, what's the name?
So there's already in people's minds Green
Hornet. Anyways, my number 7.
Yeah, James, go ahead.
Rolling this lantern train a little bit farther, I want Razor from Young Justice, Red and Blue.
Dude.
Razor.
Man. Is amazing.
Yeah, I love Razor.
Okay. I'm mad he's not on here. And see, okay, because Razor is in Young Justice,
great choice.
It really makes me think that the Green Lantern series is connected to the Young Justice universe.
Because right.
In Young Justice, because Green Lantern's all about Razor.
That's where you leave him.
Yes. Yeah. And that
is the blue ring following him.
Yes. So Young Justice closes like his storyline more. So great choice, James. Number 7, Soul Man.
Jimmy Olsen. I am
Turtle Man, Jimmy Olsen, mega thick.
In any certain Jimmy Olsen?
I have to say Jimmy Olsen. I was thinking My Adventures.
Oh, okay. You good choice.
My Adventures, Jimmy Olsen.
Nice.
All right. My
Doomsday Jimmy Olsen from All-Star.
I want Jimmy Olsen as he is in the comics now with his new haircut and everything. Yeah.
I want Jimmy Olsen from BVS with the bullet hole laying in the blood.
You want a Michael Cassidy figure? I'll take a Michael Cassidy figure. My number 7. Wait, hold on. Sorry. Red Tornado is Mike's number 7. Red Tornado. My number 7, John Kent, Super Sons. I want the Super Sons version of John Kent.
Both you guys.
Man. Me and Dad? Or just
Levi? I want the 12-year-old John Kent with the jeans, with the ripped knee, the red Converse-looking shoes, and the hoodie. Because I made a homemade version of that hoodie for Solomon when he was like 2.
You did?
Yeah. And I still have it.
All right, I have to make some changes.
I want to buy. I found a place to buy. I need a pen. All right. So number 6, Senor Brian.
So I did have a Jimmy Olsen in here, with the freckles, Silver Age type Jimmy Olsen.
There you go.
I would like to change my answer.
Okay.
I want long haired Superman.
Like 90s Superman? Like...
I want 90s Superman. I will even go as further to say Nicolas Cage Superman.
Dang it, Brian!
Dang it, Brian! Dang it!
I think that would be a dope figure.
So that's two different figures. You want long hair or Nick Cage?
I'll go with long hair Superman.
Kind of like that pop figure that just came out that I need to get.
I was considering like a long hair black suit figure, like the Return figure.
Hmm.
With the stubble.
All right. Let's go. Let's go number 6 for the Levi. Let's see.
Never mind. I saw something.
So for this one, because we already have the Superman Unchained armored figure, I want Wraith to go with it.
Ooh, oh, nice. Yeah.
I think Wraith is an underrated part of the new 52 that came out. It was a nice little addition to the Superman Rogues gallery, and he's just never popped up again.
That's true. That would be a cool figure. It would have been a cool, like, two set, like Wraith versus the armored Superman.
I kept waiting for it when they did the Unchained Superman, and it just never happened, so.
All right, number six, James Cole.
Oh, hold on. My thing closed on me. Sorry. I got the artist is Michael Turner, his Dark Side from the Jeff Loeb run, where Supergirl comes back.
Oh, okay.
He's very classic looking, like with the gray and the belt and like almost like the skirt looking thing. And the same with his head, but it's a little more sharp lines and just really pretty cool looking.
Yeah, it is. I like, do you guys remember like when they did more of those artist figures in the previous lines? Like I have a Greg Capullo Jim Gordon and a Greg Capullo Nightwing figure.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to get like the Darwin Cook Superman figure, but I haven't been able to find him because I always like when they do that, the actual artist figures. So number six, Levi.
Number six, we've already got a Dark Side on the list. We've got a Steppenwolf from the Snyder Cut on there. How about a Parademon? How do we not have Parademon yet?
Nice. A really good Parademon. So you want a figure of my mom. Cool. Makes sense. It's okay. She don't listen to this show. As long as you didn't hear me say that about your grandma.
Yes, I did.
Crap.
Hey, do I have a chance with your mom?
Maybe.
Like, if Jen ever leaves me, like, do you think your mom will leave your dad?
I don't know. She might just preach at you the whole time, so.
That's okay. She could take me to church.
It's okay. You're deaf. So you just
Brian just wants you to call him daddy for some reason.
me and Brian had this really cool idea for a movie. It's like a time travel type Back to the Future-esque story, but we haven't quite figured out the mechanics for it, and I don't want to spoil it on here. So like I'm kind of laughing about it because of just what the story's about. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it could work.
Yeah. All right, number six. Is it? Sorry, my eye's twitching. James, your turn.
I think so.
Yeah, sorry. My eye's been twitching on and off all day today. I got a lot of blood drawn today.
I did my number six already.
Because, let's see, Levi was Parademon.
Mine was Darkseid. I went before Levi.
Okay, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Solomon's turn.
I picked Lois. I want a Lois from Superman the Animated Series. Why? Because it's my favorite Lois in cartoons.
My man. Could I be more proud of
you? There you go.
And I also watched Superman Animated Series when I was born.
So Mike's number six is Firestorm from DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay.
So I was like, that's cool. That's a different Firestorm. That's only, you know, the Jax version. My number six is, I kind of have two. And it's kind of because one of mine, it was kind of done when I wrote this list before it was released, because I wrote this list a while back. So I'm trying to figure out which one. I think I might just move this one to an honorable mention. But I'm going with a Court of Owl figure. And I just mean like one of the owls, like in a suit with just that mask, you know, because they just look so good. And I would love to have that, not the talons, just like the business suit with the owl mask. Because I think they're so menacing, and I do not know why DC has not like mass produced the owl mask at Halloween to just dress up like members of the court. You can only find it if you can buy that trade with the mask. Yeah. So. All right, we're at number five. We're taking it back to Brian Peters.
Hal Jordan Spectre.
Ooh. That's one. I feel like Hal Jordan, I think, really deserves almost his own line.
Yeah, he does.
Because there hasn't been a really great Hal figure that I can think of.
No, I mean, I think they're coming out with a Hal, but he, like, it's a, not a straight up Hal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little weird looking, but I was thinking of the Spectre, and I was thinking of Jim Corrigan Spectre, but I really like Hal's look with the green mask, and I like the glowing chest. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
All right. Okay, number 5, Levi.
All right, this one feels like it's a matter of time because of some of the other ones they've already released, but we still need Cyborg Superman.
Yeah, it's Brian even
that was
asked
my number
me,
two.
Brian even asked me, did they announce that yet? And I said, you know what? No. Like, they announced Steel a long time ago, but haven't released it. But so, yeah, that's a great one. James, what you got for number 5?
Superman Doomed.
Nice. That is a, we'll just leave it at, that's a good one, James.
You know, they had one in the old multiverse line, but that was 6-inch figures, and, you know, they were really cool, but McFarlane's got the 7-inch figures and a little more detail.
Yeah.
I think it would look pretty sick.
A little bit more articulation. Mm-hmm. Solomon has that figure, because for the longest time I couldn't find a Doomsday figure for him, but I found that one. I was like, it's Superman and it's Doomsday. One figure. Sweet. All right, number 5, Solomon.
I want Black Lantern, Black Hand. I want Black Hand. You know why? Because I just want a box of, like, all of the lanterns. Like, I just want, like, a $500, a $600, $700 box of all of the lanterns. So literally, I can just... Boom! I have all of them. What are all these? A super ultra violet lantern. Yeah, let me put that in there. But yeah, going on with Mr. Mike.
All right. So, number 5 for Mike is Barry Allen non-flash suit. Now, that's all he says. My number 5 is kind of weak. And I'll admit it's kind of weak, but at the same time, I really want this figure. It's the McFarlane BVS Batman. I want a really good Affleck Batman figure in just his bat suit.
Yeah.
I think one of the worst figures they have made is the Affleck Flash Batman. I like the Justice League one, but I would prefer to have him without the extra armor padding. So I want the BVS Flash. I mean, not Flash, sorry. The BVS Batflag suit. All right, so we're on number 4. Brian Peters, what is your number 4?
Ganthet.
Nice.
Ganthet. Like Guardian Ganthet. I thought about Blue Lantern Ganthet, but I'm going with Guardian Ganthet.
I think you guys have all inspired me. I think if they do another collection like they've done this Batman, I think just a war of light or a black, or that's like one person from every like, you know, every color
and then
in a box set. Yeah.
I feel like they're running into the same thing that Funko has done, and they're just ignoring the lantern stuff. And there's literal thousands of characters to choose from to do lantern figure. So they need to jump on it.
I almost feel like every set they roll out, unless it's a movie line, should have a lantern something included.
I agree.
Because it is such a wealth of mind. All right. Number 4, Levi.
So we've already got a John Kent figure, but let's get John Kent with a cape, because the last one is capeless and looks just kind of odd. So let's get his new suit with the cape.
I I agree. Now, okay, question. Is it... Okay, so the figure we do have is the suit where it's the future state. Are you talking like what it is currently right now?
Yeah, like what it is currently in the comics.
Cool. I'm game. I like that suit. Even his S is his own little crest, little tweak on it.
Yeah.
All right, number four. You son of a gun in a red suit, and you're not Santa Claus, Mr. James.
This one, I'm kind of torn because I want this character from Justice League Dark Apocalypse War.
Mm-hmm.
But I want both, and this is not really a figure you could get both from, like by changing a piece. But I want Kryptonite tattooed Superman.
Dope.
And I want Trigon Superman.
Nice. <All right.
laughs> So I'm torn.
I haven't let Solomon watch that movie yet because like he's asked, but I'm like, dude, it's so sad, Solomon. Like it's so sad. But we might have to watch it. He's older now.
It's not a feel good one. So.
Yeah, it's not so a feel good
one. I did write down Trigon though on my list, but I am so torn.
Okay. All right. Number four, Solomon.
I put in Bronze Age Scarecrow.
Didn't you do your number four? Didn't you do your number four?
This might be my number three. I don't know.
Yeah,
you said Brian, right?
No, he said Solo.
Oh,
all right, hold that thought.
At ease, soldiers.
Brian got excited. It happens.
I don't blame him because what he just said is awesome, and we'll give you back to that. All right, Solomon, go.
Pennyworth. You know why? Because I like Alfred. He's the best butler in the whole universe, and I wish I had an Alfred like butler.
So Solomon says Alfred Pennyworth.
And Dad will probably be my new Alfred when I grow up.
Solomon says when he grows and becomes rich, I'll be his Alfred butler. And I said, okay, buddy. All right. All right. Number four from Mike is Tara. My number four, as I had one, this is one that actually, my original number four is Chris O'Donnell, Robin from Batman Forever. But that was announced. But we didn't see any pictures of it. So I kind of could have left it. But then I took it out and I put Wonder Woman from Wonder Woman Odyssey. Okay. Where she has the black jacket with the black pants. The J. Michael Straczynski run.
That's a good look. Mm. That's a good look.
That I will go down swinging that is the look that she should have had on Wonder Woman 1984. They should have adapted that as more of an 80s rocker look. And like that jacket, left the corset on, but like she wore a jacket and like black pants. That's what she should have had in 1984 instead of her regular Wonder Woman suit. But now, Brian Peters, you're number three.
Bronze Age Scarecrow.
I agree.
Something along the lines of Batman, the cover of Batman 296. I forget who the artist was. But basically I want something like, you know, like the mouth open, kind of stitched. I would even go with like the No Man's Land type scarecrow look, where like, you know, it's like the sack bag with eyes kind of just showing out just a little bit, and you know, the old school hat, the rope around the arms, you know, like a scarecrow, not like somebody in a gas mask.
Dude, okay, I love that because Solomon loves Scarecrow. That's probably, would you say that's your favorite Batman villain, Solomon?
Yeah.
Okay, we both saw like together the other day. And the Fear State Scarecrow, where he looks like he's like, you know, from Vietnam, and how much we hate that look.
Vietnam!
With the gas mask and the big hat and everything. Like,
oh, the Infinite Frontier type thing, right?
Yeah.
Or the Fear State. Fear yeah. State, yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about, James?
Yeah.
Levi?
Oh my gosh, so bad. I freaking hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, and so
Scarecrow's my dude.
That's the Scarecrow figure that we have. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, we need a good Scarecrow. So mad props to Brian on that one. All right. Mr. Cole, or sorry, Levi, number three.
So this one was a little less ambiguous before the Flash movie came out, but a Michael Shannon Zod figure. And I will take either the Ooh. Kryptonian bone armor or the exploration suit that he wears in the on Earth. Just give me Michael Shannon as Zod again.
That is, I'm bummed. I would have loved that figure over Black Flash or Dark Flash. Sorry.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Dark Flash.
I thought Dark Flash is cool and all, but I would have took the Zod because it connects back to like Man of Steel. So it would have been a really good figure.
And Zod had more screen time, I think. So,
yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Good.
James, what you got over there?
My number three is Batman Noel.
Oh, ooh, nice.
That's a good one. Batman.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a.
You know.
He draws such a good Batman, so that's going to be a fire figure.
It would look so good.
What I love about Bermejo's is whenever he draws, that's his Batman. If he's drawing Batman, that's the Batman that it is. It makes it feel like a lot of his work is just one story. And I love that. So we were talking about like Arkham Knight. Solomon, we got a book out of the library and it was showing all the different suits that are available in the video game. And we were looking at them and I was like, my favorite was Noel. Noel is the first Batman that I read that I could hear the Batman voice sounding more like Ben Affleck than Kevin Conroy. Having more of that gritty, modulated sound.
My reference is Batman.
Solomon, what is your number three?
Super Doomed.
Super Doomed. So, told you it was a favorite figure.
Nice.
I already have one, but I want McFarlane. Okay.
I think it'd look great.
I want McFarlane one.
I will say that if they did do Super Doomed, it should be a bigger figure.
Yeah. I think it looks Super Doomed would look good next to the Doom Bat, so.
Yeah. Exactly. That would be a perfect size.
Yeah. Sounds great.
All right. Mike has Trigon. So that's a good one. Now, this one should make Levi very happy. Okay. My number three, Val Kilmer Batman, but it's the Panther suit.
That is my honorable mention, and it's only not on my list because they did the sonar suit at Comic-Con.
I left it in there because I went with the Panther suit, and I could understand why they chose to go with the sonar suit because it does separate him. Number twos. Okay, our number twos. Brian, what's your number two?
Plastic Man.
Nice. You got a good plaz in there.
More stretch, the better.
Now, how would you do the figure? Would you make it like that there's like some sort of action or something to where he extends or makes him a little more rubbery? Like, would you make it a special figure? Or
I might actually. I might even put it like a Stretch Armstrong type figure.
Yeah. Thinking you got to do something. You guys remember like the 90s Fantastic Four TV series figures?
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember, like, it was my friend had Mr. Fantastic and it was all the regular hard plastic, but then his arms from the shoulder down was like rubber that you could pull.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Levi, number two.
So this one won't be a surprise to you, but we're going to go Tyler Hoechlin's Superman.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That was almost on my list.
That's all I can say for right now, Levi. Beautiful. All right, James.
My number two is Earth 2, Val Zod.
Nice. That is a great one. And pretty sure that's a figure that we should get. I mean, that's a very... a very good figure. I think I should have been tallying how many times Superman comes up as a figure we want. All right, Solomon, your number two.
My number two is Nivelish.
Boom. Nick Cage Superman for my boy Solomon.
Okay. The movie didn't come out.
I got 5 Supermen on my list.
But. I wish they even made a soup. And I think they should make a soup. I think they should like make every single Superman that we have seen in comic shows appearances.
I like the way this boy thinks. What can I say? All right, number 2 for Mr. Mike Conley is Blackfire. A little representation right there.
All Blackfire. Right.
Little forgotten character. You know she's on Titans. And can I an audible mention, can we throw out that they've not made any figures from Titans?
Yeah.
That's going to be Mike's honorable mention. Okay. Mike Conley, honorable mention. Titan TV series figures. Got it. All right. Now, we're approaching our number. Wait, my number 2 is Nick Cage Superman. Sorry. Because I want that figure. All right. Everyone, this is your honorable mention. You can name up to 2 honorable mentions that you think were good, but just didn't quite make your top 10.
Oh, I thought we were on our number 1.
Yeah, I said we're doing honorable mentions before we do number 1.
Oh.
Ooh. So, Brian, you can name up to 2 honorable mentions.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can. Okay. Honorable mention, George Perez's Teen Titans line.
Good.
So, that whole line with, Kid Flash, Robin. No, honorable mention. Okay. Second honorable mention. The Jurassic League.
Nice.
That was almost my number 1 until I thought of a number 1 that I think you guys will like.
All right.
Honorable mention. I think the Jurassic Batman would look really sweet.
I got to read that whole line. It's on the app. Is it on the app yet? It should be on the app.
It might be.
I need to check. All right. Levi, honorable mentions.
Mine are both ones we've recently mentioned. We're going to go Panther suit Val Kilmer because that is the best of the old live action suits. And let's go Nick Cage Superman, but let's go the regeneration suit that everyone always talks about as crazy, but was only going to be in one scene.
Nice. Nice, I like that. Let's do it.
Nick Cage, yeah.
That's a stretch, but I'll take it. All right, Mr. Cole.
Okay, so my honorable mentions are Emperor Joker, Ed McGuinness drawn with the purple king robe.
Dude, that's a great answer.
And the crown. That's an awesome answer. And then one that I had on my list, but I bumped, was I don't know if they could do it better because I don't know if they would make it. They'd have to. They'd have to make it bigger and better. A Jim Lee New 52 Darkseid. Like,
yeah,
more boss than that awesome one that's like really big.
Yeah.
From that old line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Solomon, honorable mention.
So my 2 are, my 11 is Scarecrow from Arkham Asylum. Scarecrow.
Okay, you have another one?
My other one is Tara.
It's Tara.
What did I think? I'm black.
I was wondering which one from your buddy Mike's list, which Tara.
Yeah, he just put Tara. All right,
Christina Mike. Ricci Tara.
Mike, honorable mention. I have like some things on here, so I'm going to insert Titans, just the TV show figures. And this is one that I mentioned that him and I talked about. Batman Begins Batman suit.
Mm-hmm.
Because nice. I think that's a great suit and figure. Me and James had talked about that last podcast, like when they released that whole Batman line, if they had done that suit for him in it, I think would make the line a little bit more valuable than just doing the ones that had already come out.
Yeah, because 3 of them had already come out. That one, the Justice League Batfleck, and Pattinson.
Yeah. And now that the fact they're releasing those other the Clooney and Kilmer figures part of their own lines, it's not even worth buying that set now. So if they would have done, like, if that line had done the BVS Batman and the Batman Begins Batman, it would have made it a lot more of you had to buy this set.
Yeah, because right, that would have given you a couple of different suits, because the 89 suit in that one, too. It's the only one that's really different outside of buying the others from their own lines coming out.
My honorable mentions, okay, is I want an entire movie, classic movie line of Superman. So the movie line is Brandon,
nice.
Superman Returns, George Reeves, Chris, all have their own figure, part of which they should have done this year for the 85th of Superman. It's just a complete movie line of Superman. My other honorable mention, I have it whittled down to two, and I can't figure it. One is a figure that's coming out, but I wish they would have done it bigger, and that's Doomsday. I would have liked a bigger mega figure Doomsday than the one that's coming out. So I'm just going to throw that out there. But my other one is I want Riddler. But I want a Riddler in a suit. Like I know they have that new Riddler coming out where he's like in his leotard and looks good, but I want Riddler in the hat, but in the suit with the jacket with the question marks.
I was going to say, don't they have one similar like that from one of the Arkham ones?
I don't think
he's ever in a suit.
He's in a suit, but it doesn't have question marks all over it.
It didn't, yeah.
It's just a simple like Arkham City, like it's just question mark on the tie, and then like his sleeves are rolled up. It's not the same.
All right, boys. I just got that Doomsday fig. I haven't taken it out of the box yet. So when I do, I'll send you side by sides with the Darkseid mega fig.
Cool.
But it looks to be the same height, but it is a thick boy.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
That's why I wasn't saying too much about it. I'm like, they just announced that like before I released, this list and stuff. So I'm just kind of like, yeah. But here we are, guys. Our number ones.
I want to go last.
So Brian wants to go last. So we're going to start. We can't all be last. I'm going to start and we'll do it reverse. Mr. Mike Conley says TV series Gotham's Joker. Ooh. And I'm like, that's a great idea. And the only thing I'm going to add to his pick,
all three,
is make it changeable heads.
Yeah. Ooh,
there you go.
So it's the same kind of body, but one head is the Jeremiah. One head is the cut face. And then one head is the one that looks like he's bald at the very last episode.
That'll be one ugly figure, though, if it's just the final episode.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying changing heads.
Scare your kids with that one.
Mine is Tyler Hoechlin Superman. Superman just means a lot, and I would like to have that figure because I've realized that with a lot of these McFarlane figures, I really like when they do the TV or film molds because they really pop, I think, a lot more than some of the comics ones do. Just depends. So that's
they try to get more of that like suit detail and things like that.
Yeah.
In a specific face instead of a more generic face.
Yeah. And I really like his suit, especially his season 3 suit. So I would really like his figure. And that's kind of where I've drawn the line about what figures I'm buying. Is I've kind of leaned more towards buying figures from like the movies. So, all right, we're kind of moving backwards. So, James?
No, then it would be Solo.
Yeah, but he asked if he can go before Brian.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, my mine is actually the Arkham War Bane from Forever War. Or Forever Evil.
Nice.
In the New 52. He's a classic Bane, but he's got a look. He wears the coat kind of from the Dark Knight Rises, You'd have to see the images from of him from the book.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
All right. Levi.
I'm pretty sure Tyler can guess mine. This is the figure that if and when it comes out, I'll probably be done collecting. It's the Kingdom Come Superman, and it could be a comic version, it could be the Brandon Routh version, but once we get Kingdom Come Superman, I'm probably tapping out.
They're secretly listening, and they're like, we can't. Levi is like our cow, our golden goose.
Right.
All right. Solomon, you're up.
I go. We're going to go back. Back in time.
I don't even remember. What is it?
okay. During the Batman anime series movie, The Phantasm.
Okay.
Did you say Phantasm?
He said Phantasm.
He said Phantasm.
I like Phantasm, and I just with him.
Her. Technically. So yes, a Phantasm figure.
Nice.
I like that pick. I told you his list is fire. Stuff we don't even think about. All right, Brian. Lay it on us.
Number one McFarlane figure. And then I would tap out. Terry Hatcher, Lois Lane. Ooh. And if I can get a combo pack, Terry Hatcher Lois Lane with Erica Durant's Lois Lane. All right.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Brian just went full quagmire on us.
For reasons.
Yeah. For reasons.
Reasons.
Part of my Superman line. I didn't have it all met, but the whole point was also, yeah.
I want to make a fig.
And a Dean.
I want to make a fig. Terry Hatcher.
Make a fig.
I mean, I think a whole
life size.
I was going to say, I think at this point, Brian wants one of them dowels just modeled after her. Like,
yeah, throwing a gal right there. Triple play.
Oh, Lord.
All right. I think we have a really good just kind of look to, you know, we a lot of them were probably ones that you could guess that we would pick. I think there was a lot of really great McFarlane ideas. I think it shows that with the vast history of DC Comics and the vast history of just the television side on its own, there are a lot of figures to mine, and especially in the Lantern sections.
Yes.
That hasn't really, I mean...
A purple Lantern.
So, speaking of Lanterns, the thing is, like, you guys remember when Blackest Night and stuff came out, and the War of Light, that all the comic shops got those rings for each core?
Oh, I've got those.
So I had a bunch of them, and I've been collecting them over the year, trying to find them here and there. So, Solomon, the ones that I have duplicates of, I gave to the kids, okay? And they play with them and love them. We went to a comic shop the other day. The guy had, like, 5 green ones left, okay? Just sitting there. And I'm like, holy crap, that's been one of the hardest ones to find, because I had them all but green and blue, okay? So he gave us 3 green ones. He's like, yeah, we just give them out for free. I'm like, sweet. Well, then a few days later, because me and my wife have been going to a bunch of different comic shops doing some research for some stuff, we walk into the shop. Selah finds, she's digging through like this little thing and finds a couple, but it's ones that I have. And as we go through the shop, we find that this guy has an entire huge thing full of every color. And I'm like, holy crap, like these have been so scarce, but they have a huge stock of these. And I end up buying blue for me and the kids. So now I have the whole collection, but I'm like, those are still popular items, because wearing the ring is like just a cool thing to have. So the fact that they're not mining anything with the Lanterns right now is a problem.
Yes. Green Lantern's what got me into comics. And what kind of drove me away from being like a super big Green Lantern fan is you just can't find stuff for it. So McFarlane, Funko, all these companies really need to jump on that because there's literally thousands of lanterns to choose from.
And I don't think the movie was bad enough to really put a bad taste of Green Lantern out there. And plus, it's been over 10 years.
You know, I even thought of adding what's his name? Bzzd to my list. I thought, like, but I didn't know how small they would make them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. Absolutely.
There you go. See, now we got it. But all right, I think I enjoyed this because I enjoy just kind of these lists and things of like just diving into our fandom and just what we like and what we represent and what we'd like to have, you know, the ones who are spending our money on these things.
Right.
So I'm going to go around, give everyone a chance just to shout out their name, plug anything they want. We'll start with Brian.
This is Brian Peters. You can find me at Man Shadow Steel on Twitter. I'm gonna plug this podcast because it's cool.
All right, Mr. All Levi. Right. Mr. James Cole, who, by the way, everybody, this is our first recording post James's birthday. Happy birthday, James.
Thank you. My birthday was yesterday.
Woo! Let's all be enthused, James.
Waiting for the singing of happy birthday. No.
I don't sing happy birthday.
I
ask people not to do that for me, and I fake it when people want you to sing at birthday parties. I hate it.
Happy birthday.
Oh, please do not stop.
You.
Can we mute him? Drop him off the call.
Oh, boom. He's like, I muted him and it won't let me unmute him. Brian, unmute yourself. Brian, can you unmute yourself? I was just playing.
Twitter and Instagram, SupermanRed_KR.
And Solomon, want to say bye?
Well, I say you can find me on Facebook, Twitter. Find me on Facebook on my aunt. Find me on Twitter on my dad. Find me on probably Snapchat. But in the future, you can find me on YouTube. In the future, you can also already find me on YouTube.
Find Solomon in the future.
You can find me on The Adventures of Solomon and Sayla, and then the Krypton Report. And always, remember.
Yep. Bye. I don't know why I try to talk. I should just let him do it. And you can find me, Tyler, on Krypton Report and my personal at JTY Patrick. Thank you for joining us. And as Solomon said, remember.
Look up in the sky.
We just want to say, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please check out other podcasts on the Press Play Podcast Network. $1 a month, you'll get extra special content that you don't get on the main show, like movie commentaries and whatever else comes out of our mouths. So check it out, patreon.com/Krypton.
If you are like Tyler and James and can't get enough Super Talk, check out these other podcasts. Digging for Kryptonite, Supergirl Radio, The Last Sons of Krypton, The Superboy Legacy Podcast, All-Star Superfans, Superman the Animated Podcast, The Aspiring Kryptonians, Always Hold On to Smallville, The Geek of Steel, and Truth, Justice, and Hope.
Remember to check out Krypton Report on all social media platforms. Go to linktree.com/KryptonReport. You find all of our information. We're going to press pause and hear a few words from our other podcasts on Press Play Podcast Network.
Part of the Press Play Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody? Chase Smith here from the Chase Smith Podcast and Cavs on the Break NBA Podcast.
And I'm JD, host of the Hyman Podcast, part of the Press Play Podcast Network. And we are super excited to bring you a brand new show starting next Tuesday, the Fanfare Podcast.
The Fanfare Podcast is all about your favorite movies and our favorite movies and the best moments in cinema. To help guide our discussion, each episode will feature one classic, and we will grade this movie using a report card-like scale A through F. We're going to be grading categories like acting, directing, cinematography, the score, and even the movie poster itself.
And when we're not featuring a movie report card, we'll be sharing our movie rankings, franchise deep dives, actor and director interviews, and everything in between. Movies have been a major part of our lives, and we cannot wait to share our thoughts with you.
Our premiere episode will drop Tuesday, June 27th, and JD and I will be reviewing Raiders of the Lost Ark in preparation of the release of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny on June 30th, the fifth installment of the franchise.
Join us on the Fanfare Podcast, available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hello, Brooks here with the Books with Brooks monthly book club podcast. Here's how Books with Brooks works. We read one book a month, and then we talk about it. Classics like Stephen King's The Shining, debut novels like We Are the Brennans by Tracy Lang, and tons of other compelling, life-changing stories, one book and one month at a time. So come read along with us, and then listen in.
Before we start this episode of Krypton Report, I want to take a moment and just give a shout-out here to our Patreon. I know what you're thinking. Gosh, everyone's asking for money, and I get it. But our Patreon is only $1. $1 a month, it helps us keep the podcast going. And what we do is we try to find interesting shows and topics and whatever we want to talk about. We've done, as of this little thing, our last recordings were on the Scream series. Brian and Tyler, that's me, do our own show where we record in the car, and it's kind of funny. And we talk about pop culture or whatever is going on. We also have the Supernatural podcast we've been reworking. It's taken some time just because of life. But we do movie commentaries as well. It's something that James and I have done, what used to do on the main show that we've started doing here. So for $1 a month on our Patreon, you can get those shows. There's at least 4 a month. Also, there's my movie pitch show that I do. But also, what we want is if you're a Patreon, you can come on. You can come on the main show if you want. Or if there's something you want to come on and talk about, we can do it as a Patreon special. So all I want is for $1 a month, think about chipping in, joining our Patreon, and you have a voice to be a part of things. Follow the link in the link tree or in the show notes below, patreon.com/KryptonReport.
This is Dan Jurgens, and if you want to have a good time, keep listening to the Krypton Report.